There's a new tarmac rally event happening around Burnie on the 27th of February, and it's basically replacing what used to be Targa Northwest, which is no longer a round of the Australian Targa Championships. It's called the Helier Northwest Rally of Champions, and the event director is Stuart Benson, who joins me now. Good morning, Stu.
Thanks, Martin. Great to have a quick chat.
Indeed. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Now, this event, I was reading through some of the publicity leading up to the event, which you said you were hoping to attract a field of at least 50 competitors, and sometimes you take those claims with a grain of salt, but you've done it. You've got over 50 competitors coming, which is fantastic.
Indeed. It's really fantastic to see the uptake of the event, and certainly I think part of the focus of the event was to try and draw on what was the success of Rally Tasmania in years gone by, and of late the Targa event in the short course format. And certainly the roads around Burnie and the northwest coast of Tasmania are certainly some of the best suited for tarmac rally competition in the states or within the country. And it's really no surprise that we've got such a large contingent of people even venturing from as far away as Queensland and Western Australia to come to Burnie.
Yeah, I think I've been in the media too long. I get a bit cynical, and I thought to myself, well, less than 50 and probably all Tasmanians, but you've got them from practically every state in Australia, which is great.
Yeah, no, it is. It's absolutely fantastic. And certainly in the challenging COVID times that we're currently living in, it's fantastic that there has been such a large contingent, particularly Queenslanders, a number of people from New South Wales, Victoria, of course, some of the regulars that you'd see at some of the Targa Championship events. People seeing that it's a great opportunity to come and make some preparations for Targa Tasmania in April. And really, that's a reflection of the enthusiasm for getting out and competing, and I think the security that there is for events to take place in Tasmania,
yeah,
due to the great controls we've got here.
Well, I think it's a big call from competitors from Western Australia and Queensland. Given that there's a bit of uncertainty at the moment about borders, but hopefully that will stay the way they are or improve. The event name is Helier Northwest Rally of Champions. Obviously, from that, I can assume you're using Helier Gorge. It's one of the most famous pieces of tarmac road in Australia. It's on everyone's bucket list, I think, that it's ever competed in tarmac rallies to do that. So the Helier Gorge will figure prominently. 7 stages, 150 km. Tell us a bit about the course.
Yeah, absolutely. So the entire course throughout the day, 240 km of distance that all the competition cars will cover, and about 120 km of competition. That'll all be closed road competition throughout Helier Gorge in various different configurations of stage. The smaller stage being about 2.5 km, and the longest being about 16. And certainly as is reflected in the name, Rally of Champions, that the focus was to create a genuine competition event. So there's no touring elements to this event. All the cars are competing for the spoils of being the quickest over the course. And certainly through that, looking throughout the field, I think we've picked up more than 17 champions in various state and national accolades that have been identified. Perhaps one of the most recognisable would be 7 times Targa Tasmania winner and an Australian Targa champion, John and Jason White, in their fantastic Dodge Viper. And of course, the actual field itself, the depth of competition is something that I'm particularly pleased with. Not just one Viper, but we've got all three of the Maxis that will be competing with John Ireland coming down from Sydney, Eddie Maguire, the Coast Zone, local legends with the Silver Dodge Viper, Pete Nunn with Keith Johnson from Launceston in a brand new 911 GT2 RS, a near $800,000 race car. That one will certainly be pushing the whites as fast as they can.
I've had a look at the entry list, and apart from those guys, there's a couple of interesting ones that I've picked out as well. Jared House from Smithton in a Holden Torana A9X, very, very quick car, done a lot of circuit racing, but I'm not aware that he's done any tarmac rallying, so this will be a real experience for him, I reckon.
It will indeed. He's certainly got the right car for it. Of course, Jared's vehicle being the A9X Torana, the black one that Peter O'Keefe used to dazzle the crowds with at Targa Tasmania, and even won a podium position at Rally Tasmania going back many years, much to the surprise of everybody, including those in front of him being Jim Richards and Ray Lintock.
Wow.
in their late model GT3s.
it's been interesting to see how he goes. I'm tipping that he'll go okay because he's a very good driver. driver, and if he's got someone beside him that knows what they're doing, calling the notes, I think he's going to be very competitive. And that's just one of a huge range of cars. And looking at the list, you've got them from a 1970 Datsun 240Z right through into almost brand new Porsches.
Absolutely, yeah, great variation and makeup in the field. Some of the really interesting ones are mixes from, for instance, Mark Butcher. That's the previous White Hot Motorsport Lamborghini Gallardo that they're using. A great Matt Carey from Launceston's bringing a Group C Commodore to the event, which is going to be great. Some unusual cars, including a Mini GTC Challenge car with Corey Baker, the cider maker from the Tamar Valley, and as you would expect, certainly from a Subaru dealer, Buckby Motors with Ben Newman and Crichton Lewis making up the field with their competition cars as well.
Hang on, you've missed one out here, Stewie. Steve McGuire, Eddie's brother, in a Mitsubishi Evo 10, and you're actually navigating for him.
I am indeed, yeah. So, look, part of the motivation behind this event was a little bit self-centred. We were looking for an opportunity to run the new Evo 10 that Stevie's bought, and continuing on from our previous gravel rally success with an Evo 9. Steve went and purchased an Evo 10 that's a pretty impressive dedicated rally car. So we're using this event ourselves as a bit of a shakedown to come out and hit the ground running at Tokyo.
Yeah,
come April.
People might be saying, how can you be the event director and be in it as well? Well, I think once the day comes, your work's done, really. The event's run by Motorsports Australia, the clerk of the course, and really you'd only be running around checking on everyone, so you might as well hop in the car.
Well, this is exactly right. It's a great team that's actually helping pull this event together. A fantastic crew on the ground, a great clerk of course. We've got great support networks with all the safety systems and so forth, and great help of a number of local organisations that'll pull an event. So once the flag drops, my work is fundamentally done and hand over to experts in the field to deliver the event. And then hopefully everyone can get down to Burnie Waterfront and enjoy the trophy presentations. Come about 5:30 in the afternoon with a fantastic event called Burnie Brews and Bites that's being conducted by Burnie City Council to create a real party vibe as the finish presentations right down on the waterfront in Burnie.
Yeah, it's actually the third year for Burnie Bite and Brew, and I think it's ideal that you've actually married in with that. Limited spectator viewing, I guess, Stewie, because of the nature of the event, but there will be some spectator viewing available?
Indeed. So certainly there's a number of locations where people would be able to check out the competition. Certainly the picnic ground at Ellie Gorge by the river. That's a fantastic spot. And there's, of course, a number of areas where we can get people into Harriet's Road and so forth off the Murchison Highway. The event base will be at Una Road and Murchison Highway corner. So, yeah, there's certainly easy opportunities to get out and have a bit of a look to those that want to venture out to the gorge. And, of course, a little bit closer to home might be just coming along and checking out the cars in Burnie City once we're back on Saturday night.
So where do people go if they want to spectate, Stewie, to get that information about? Obviously, to get to the bottom of the gorge, you need to get in there fairly early and you're there till the end of the event.
You do indeed, and certainly the road closure for the event is going to start at 9 a.m. sharp. We've got the road closed until about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But if people were to chase down some more information, just head over to autocorsa.com.au. That's autocorsa.com.au. So AutoCorsa is the website, and plenty of information there to track all your favourite teams. Live results will be available throughout the events, and there will be video that will be published of the event, both live and social media, and also as a summary on Saturday night as well. So plenty happening.
Yeah, terrific. Or you can actually Google Helier Northwest Rally of Champions. Stewie, congratulations on getting the event up and running. It sounds like it's going to be a fantastic day. Thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Really appreciate it, Martin. It's fantastic, and all the best.